Development Minister Charles Midupi at the Nsengele Kununga Traditional Ceremony in Pongwe, President Hichilema emphasized that traditional ceremonies are a cornerstone of Zambia's cultural heritage, promoting peace and unity. He reaffirmed government's commitment to working closely with traditional leaders to uplift living standards across the country, noting that Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is already bearing fruit by bringing development closer to communities. Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo expressed satisfaction with the unity demonstrated among chiefs, saying it shows that Zambians can unite and work together. Speaking to his representative, Chief Machia thanked President Hichilema for the development support given to his chiefdom and urged government to prioritize the construction of the Machia Bridge, which he said would unlock economic opportunities. Representing the 18 chiefs in attendance, Senior Chief Naluvamba of Namala District in Southern Province commended government for fostering unity among traditional leaders. Meanwhile, Chief Futa of the Wile condemned the behavior exhibited by some people in Chingola, calling on citizens to respect the presidency as President Hichilema was elected by the majority of Zambians. The Lamba Lima Royal Chief also echoed the call for respect towards the head of state. Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has announced plans to rehabilitate the Lwansombe Mpongwe Machia Road to an international bituminous standard. Mr. Milupi explained that the roadworks will be implemented under a public-private partnership, PPP, financing model, ensuring collaboration between government and private sector in infrastructure development. Speaking to residents of Machia Chiefdom, the minister revealed that in addition to the road project, four bridges will be constructed in Machia and Ngawe areas. The first to be built will be the Machia Bridge, which has not received attention for years and will measure 120 meters long. Mr. Milupi further stated that 20 kilometers of township road in Pongwe will be rehabilitated, while work on the Mkutuma Lukuma Road is also in the planning stages. Two new cholera cases have been recorded in Monze District of Southern Province, bringing the total number of cases in the district to 29 since November 10, 2025. The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, confirmed that the two patients are admitted in Monze, while Lusaka has one patient currently under admission. ZNPHI cholera coordinator, Dr. Masuzo Ziambo, said the Lusaka case was recorded on Friday, November 14, 2025. He added that plans are underway to conduct cholera vaccination in Monze District to curb the spread of the disease. Dr. Ziambo further explained that water bowsers are supplying clean water in some areas of Lusaka in Southern Province as part of preventive measures. Livingstone residents call for urgent garbage collection. Residents of Livingstone have appealed to the Livingstone Lusaka City Council to clear overflowing garbage in townships and markets, warning of potential health risks. Community members told ZNBC News that waste has not been collected for nearly a month, raising concerns about the spread of waterborne diseases. One resident, Chimukasi Amuchanga, cautioned that the continued accumulation of refuse could endanger public health. In response, Livingstone City Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela assured residents that garbage collection will resume this weekend. Still in local news, Kumbele Mining Company Limited, a sister company to China Copper Mine of Chingola, is set to invest over $3 million in a new mine project that promises to significantly boost production in the Copper Belt region. The mine is expected to produce more than 20,000 copper cathodes annually, contributing to Zambia's growing copper output. The facility will also include a 200,000-ton sulfuric acid plant to support copper production and a 25-megawatt solar power plant to enhance sustainable energy use. Once completed, the project will create over 1,000 direct jobs for the local community in Chingola. The announcement was made during the prize presentation ceremony of the Kelvin Nyirongo Golf Tournament, where Kumbele Mining donated golf balls to the Nchanga Golf Club. Kumbele Mining Company Limited Commercial Manager, Simon Su, said the company is ready to commence the project once formalities with the council, the Mine Safety Department, and the Zambia Environment Management Agency, ZEMA, are finalized. Government has welcomed the investment, commending Kumbele Mining and China Copper Mine for their corporate social responsibility initiatives in Chingola. Chingola Mayor Johnson Kangombe emphasized the government has provided a conducive environment for private sector investment to thrive. Finally, in local news, the Ministry of Health has announced plans to distribute 11.1 million insecticide treated nets next year, targeting 2.3 million citizens as part of ongoing efforts to eliminate malaria in Zambia. Director of Public Health, Dr. Matilda Simpongwe, said the exercise will complement routine distribution of nets to expectant mothers and children under 5 at local clinics. Dr. Simpongwe also revealed that this year, the ministry intends to conduct indoor residue spraying on 793,462,000 eligible structures, protecting an estimated 3.4 million people against mosquitoes. She made the remarks during the commemoration of SADC Malaria Week in Pongwe District, observed under the theme Leading Health Systems and Communities, Key to Malaria Elimination. Earlier, Copperbelt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza reaffirmed President Hakainde Hichilema's commitment to equitable access to quality health care, including ending malaria. Meanwhile, Chief Senate Lesa expressed concern over reports of misuse of government-distributed insecticide-treated nets, urging communities to use them responsibly. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
That breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Alison Carter Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zn or visit our website www.iba.org.zn.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Welcome back. And now in international news, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says boycott politics doesn't work as he hit back at the US President Donald Trump's decision to skip the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg later this month. Trump has said that no US official would attend the gathering over widely discredited claims that white people are being persecuted in South Africa. Speaking outside Parliament, Ramaphosa said the U.S.'s absence is their loss and that the boycott would not prevent the meeting from going ahead, according to the AFP news agency. He added that the U.S. was giving up the very important role that they should be playing as the biggest economy in the world. The G20 summit is taking place between 22nd to 23rd November, but in a post on social media, Trump said it was a total disgrace that South Africa was hosting it. He had earlier said South Africa should not be in the G20 at all and that he would send vice